Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, for Ruby, for change one, we're going option B.
Yeah.
For change two, we're going option A.
Okay.
And then change three, option C from change two.
Yeah, with the pants.
Yes.
All right. And that's it. Nice.
Hi, and welcome to Happier in Hollywood, the podcast about how to be happier, healthier, saner, more creative, more successful, and more productive in a backbiting, superficial, chaotic, unpredictable, fundamentally insane world. I'm Sarah Fain, a TV writer and producer living in Ojai, right outside of LA, and with me is my high school friend and writing partner, Liz.
That's me, Liz Craft. On this podcast, we talk about being writers in Hollywood, how we balance a career and friendship, and how to survive the war of attrition that is life in Los Angeles.
In today's episode, we'll talk about wrapping the writer's room for season two of Fantasy Island. Then in Take a Hike, we offer tricks for sleeping while stressed.
Next, we'll answer a mailroom question about disciplines that help us while showrunning.
And finally, this week's Hollywood hack will safeguard your valuables. But Liz, first, we have an update. We are currently preparing for our spring listener questions episode. So now's the time to send your questions. You can ask us about whatever you'd like, life in Hollywood, TV writing, our friendship, tending chickens. I got a rabbit, so you can ask about the new rabbit. Email or send a voice memo to happierinhollywood@gmail.com.
And we want to remind everyone to read Happy Campers by Audrey Munkie. You can read it in print or you can listen to the audiobook. In June, we are going to have our first Facebook Live book club. Very excited for that.
Yes, I'm so excited to talk about this book.
Okay, Sarah, now it is time for From the Treadmill Desks Of, in which we discuss what's most pressing in our work psyches. This week, it's wrapping the writer's room for season two of Fantasy Island. Friday was our last official day in the room. It feels like we just started, and now the room is over.
It's so strange. You know, it's the COVID Zoom room. We met in person a few weeks ago, but we wanted to get everyone together, but we were literally too busy to take the time out of the day to get together. So we ended up having like a 10-minute goodbye Zoom. It was so sad.
I know. It was sad and anticlimactic, and it's hard to sort of give a speech or something. We wanted to like say thank you to everyone, but I don't know, it just feels silly making a speech on Zoom.
I know. Plus, we'll get together. I mean, we will have a gathering in June at some point to officially like thank and say goodbye to everyone or goodbye for now, because hopefully there will be a season three and we'll reunite. But yeah, I mean, people were literally like in their homes, typing so that we could get a script in.
Yes.
All of us just working away. And then it was like Zoom for 10 minutes, go back to typing.
Yes. Sarah, I have to say you and I have definitely perfected the art of squeezing every last drop of work we can out of a staff. I mean, usually in a writer's room, the last few weeks are kind of the wind down.
Yeah.
Most people are done. You're just kind of there hanging out. Not on Fantasy Island. I mean, we had people working through Friday at 6 p.m. It was nuts.
Yes. And the good thing is, though, two of our writers are upper-level writers, will be staying with us through the end of production. So we do get Adam and Adria for a few more weeks, which is, thank God, that'll definitely be a huge help. So it was like sort of a half goodbye.
Right. It was a goodbye to our official room.
Yes.
Now, I think what's hard for you and me about this is that we have senioritis now.
Totally.
It feels like, hey, we're done. Party, relax, go to Burke Williams. But in fact, you and I have to do more in the next 3 weeks than we've ever done in a 3-week period of time in our whole career.
Yes. So that's going to be fun. Yeah. So we have this sort of mental feeling of like, now we should be relaxing as we're, I mean, it's just relentlessly working. So, you know, maybe we'll, I don't know, have a cup of tea.
I don't know.
We're going to have to get a little relaxing in. Have a beer. Isn't that what seniors do? We'll just have a, I don't like beer, but I'll have one in honor of the senioritis.
And Sarah, we will be in Puerto Rico for the actual premiere, which we should mention is May 31st. They've started ads. You can, you know, I'm sure you could Google and find an ad for season 2. It's going to be amazing.
So great.
Hopefully one of the writers will have people over.
We should say we have Cheryl Hines and Rachel Harris as our guest stars in the premiere episode. They are hilarious and emotional and wonderful. It's a super fun episode. So definitely tune in May 31st.
Yes.
Yes. So anyway, hopefully we'll see everyone in June in person.
Yes.
COVID safe, somewhere outside, probably your backyard.
Yes. So anyway, season 2 room in the books. And Sarah, you know, now we got to start stressing about that season 3.
Oh, God. Okay. Speaking of stressing, coming up, alternatives to counting sheep when you are trying to sleep while stressed, but first this break. Okay, Liz, it's time for Take a Hike, in which we discuss physical, mental, and spiritual health. Today, it's, I would say, physical and mental. We're going to talk about sleeping while stressed and the tools that we have been discovering to help us do that.
Yes. So we have mentioned a few times that we're stressed amidst all of our busy bragging. And as we all know, not sleeping does not help stress and it doesn't help you be more productive. So we need to get our sleep.
Yes. And obviously having a good sleep routine is something important to do for your overall health, whether you're stressed or not. But when you're trying to sleep and you are super stressed, having some extra tools makes it a little bit easier. We're big sleep fans.
Yes. No more all-nighters for us, Sarah. We find them to be extremely counterproductive. However, we are both known to lay awake at night stressed, which is not helpful either. Now, you in particular have had an enormous amount of stress this year. I mean, I have kind of the normal amount for work. You've had work stress, life stress. So I feel like you in particular have been like honing these skills and finding tools. So do tell us what you've discovered this last year.
I will. Yes. And I have to tell you, I don't get a perfect night of sleep every night, but I am getting very good nights of sleep since I have been doing these things. Okay. So the first one, and these were recommended by my doctor, L-theanine supplements, which is an amino acid in green and black tea and some mushrooms. It helps ease anxiety, stress, and reduces insomnia. So what's great about these is I take 2 of them before bed. And then if you wake up in the middle of the night, I literally have a bottle on my bedside table and you can take 2 and they help you fall back asleep. It's basically like having a cup of green tea, except you won't then have to get up and pee.
What's interesting, Sarah, is do you feel that part of it is a placebo effect? Like you're like, oh, I've taken these pills, now I can go back to sleep?
Very possibly. I don't take them very often. It's like sometimes I'll wake up and go like, I should take an L-theanine pill and then shoomp, fall back asleep.
Yeah.
It's like knowing that they're there helps me just ease back into sleep. So yes, for sure.
Okay. And then tell me about this muslin blanket you've been using.
Okay. I have to admit, this is something I saw in a Facebook ad. Take that for what it's worth. But this is not an ad. So there's this company called Muslin Comfort, and they have these huge muslin blankets. And I love this thing. Okay, first of all, if you sleep with another human who is inclined to, say, steel covers, they're wonderful because they're huge. I have a king-size bed and it falls a long way off the sides of the bed. And they're intentionally designed that way. And they're like the perfect temperature control blanket. You're not too hot. You're not too cold. Violet likes to be really warm when she sleeps, and this keeps her warm. I like to be cool, so this keeps me cool. Someday after the pandemic is officially over, I'll sleep by myself, and that'll be lovely. But until then...
Sarah, this sounds like Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants of blankets.
It is. So it totally is.
It fits everyone.
Yes. So that's muslin comfort.
Okay. This is intriguing.
Oh, I highly recommend it. Highly, highly recommend. Okay. And then the other thing is, and this started when Violet was very small, and we would listen to a song as she fell asleep. And the song we listened to is Pony Man by Gordon Lightfoot, which is very, very soothing. And I used to just play it when she fell asleep. Now I play it all night. And it definitely has this soporific effect. It's like, again, if I wake up and I hear this song, I'm just like, and I'm back to sleep. We've been doing this now for a long time, and it's such a routine that the song will come on in the car and we're both like, turn it off, because it's just like immediately makes us want to sleep. So
that
finding
is so
the song,
great.
I know, finding the song that does that for you is massively helpful.
Okay, what next?
The other thing, this is a recent thing. Violet's decided she's a really good masseuse. So she's been giving me like... I get really, really tight in like my upper back, and she'll just like pound and pound and pound. And that helps me just get some of that tension out before sleep, which is nice.
That and your Theragun.
Oh my gosh. Love the Theragun. Violet is basically a human Theragun. And then the other thing, and this is another supplement, and people know about this one, but is magnesium. Taking magnesium before you go to sleep can be very helpful to just regulate your body. It just really helps you relax and ease into sleep.
I didn't know that. So not everyone knows that.
Okay. Well, magnesium and L-theranine. These are the two biggies.
Okay, Sarah, what are these bamboo sleep pants you've discovered?
We've talked about sleep pants, and we have talked about lounge pants before, because our friend Corrine had these fabulous lounge pants, and we were like, we have to have lounge pants.
Yes.
So... mine happen to be bamboo, and they're perfect to sleep in. And I've gotten now multiple pairs because they last forever. They always look great, and they really, really help regulate your body temperature. They're so cozy and comfy. So I'm a huge fan of bamboo sleep pants.
Okay. And now, Sarah, I have a couple of tricks, not as many as you, but one thing that really helps me is listening to a podcast. But now it can't be a podcast I'm too interested in, you know, or else I'll just want to listen. But often a one-person podcast where it's just one person talking and hopefully they have a soothing voice. And then the key to it is to use the sleep timer. And Gretchen and I have talked about this on Happier. If you click on a podcast, you'll see it says sleep timer. And you could just touch sleep timer. Then you can do 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. So I put on the sleep timer for half an hour because what I don't like is waking up in the middle of the night. The podcast is still playing, but now it's like, it's played five of them or whatever. So it turns off, and that helps me sleep when I'm stressed. Now, what I did when Jack was younger, Sarah, and anyone out there with younger kids might want to try this, is when I was really stressed and I couldn't sleep, I would go and get into bed with Jack. Because just like being near him just eased my mind.
Yes.
And I would often find if I couldn't sleep in our bed, I could sleep in Jack's bed.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It is. One of the advantages of having a kid.
Yes. I'm like, we need to have some younger kids in our lives.
Yeah.
Sleep better. I will also say for the record, I'm still looking for my pillow. If anybody has a great pillow recommendation... please tell me, because I buy like every 2 months, I'll buy a different pillow and nothing is right.
Here's a question for you. I'm just curious. Do you like the more thin pillow or the fat, thick pillow?
I like, well, this is the problem. I really can't find what I like, which is like firmness so that you're elevated a little bit, but then really soft around your face. So what I usually do is I'll have like a firmer pillow and then a softer pillow on top, but then they move. It's just, it's not ideal.
Interesting.
Yes. What about you? Do you have a good pillow, Liz?
No, I, you know how I like coffee from 7-Eleven, bad coffee from 7-Eleven? Right.
Yeah.
I like an old bad pillow. Like that, that's what I like. I don't need like a fancy new pillow does not work for me. I like something that's been around for 20 years. That is the pillow for me.
Nice.
And it's got to be like thin and kind of been mushed down over time.
Yeah, lumpy.
That works for me. Yeah, so that's my pillow thing.
Okay.
Okay, Sarah, it is time for a question from the mailroom. And this comes from Amy. She says, what other industries, disciplines, areas of life, individually or together, do you tap into most to help you be a writer / showrunner? Double question mark. Well, Sarah, a lot. I mean, when I read this question, the first thing I thought was of you having been a teacher.
Yes, I think that teacher skills definitely come into play here. Obviously, a lot of our job is training younger writers and new writers on whatever we're working on to kind of get the show. So for sure. And also the patience, the organization, all of those things. I think being a teacher has been super, super helpful. I was a teacher for like 2 whole years. But again, I was young. It was formative. I think it's been really helpful. Now, Liz, what about you?
Well, it's funny. This is not a discipline, but what I have found very helpful is the high school that you and I went to. So we went to a school called Pembroke Hill in Kansas City, and it had the greatest English department. And the main focus, at least in my perception of school, was learning how to write a sentence. And you and I can both very easily write just fluid prose. It just comes naturally to us after just the training we had in high school. And so much of our job is responding to emails and writing documents. So it's like writing scripts is actually a small part of our job compared to all this other stuff we do. So for the mechanics of just having to respond to people all day long, I find that those tools we have from high school are extremely valuable.
I could not agree more. Could not agree more. It's really true. I mean, we've talked about our high school a lot. It was such a good school. We had the best English teachers ever.
We also had great history teachers and other teachers. It's just you and I, the English department is where we like to be.
Yes, exactly. And then weirdly, Liz, another job that I think has helped me be a showrunner is being an assistant. Mm. I was a second assistant for almost 2 years. And it was all about like taking notes, keeping lists, keeping track of information. And I feel like we use those skills, I mean, just constantly.
Yes. You're definitely more organized than I am, like with the lists and the calendars. You're in charge of the calendar because I could never even fathom doing it. And I do think that was similar to stuff you would do when you're an assistant.
Yes, for sure.
Only now it's not keeping track of Manny Petties. It's when is a draft due?
Yeah. And then we both feel very strongly that being a mom is applicable to being a showrunner, for sure.
Yes. I mean, people are like looking to you often for answers. And you might not feel that you have them. I mean, that's how I feel about being a mom, right? You never know. You're always like kind of making it up as you go along. And there's definitely that aspect of being a showrunner. I will say, I think being a showrunner is much easier than being a mom because you can learn the showrunning skills. And like, I think we've talked about this and you repeat them over and over again. Whereas with being a mom, it's always something new.
This is true. Running one show is different than running another show, but not as different as parenting a 2-year-old and parenting a 9-year-old.
Exactly.
It's radically different.
Exactly. So that is such an interesting question. So thank you, Amy.
Coming up, we've got a hot Hollywood hack, but first this break. Okay, Liz, it's time for this week's Hollywood hack, which is a fireproof document box.
Yes. Now, Sarah, I was shocked to learn that you did not have one of these.
Well, I really feel like I've failed in some respect for not having one of these boxes, because as you know, and as anyone who listens to this podcast has, if you've listened for a while, you know that I'm totally obsessed with preparing for emergencies. I think it's one of those only parent things. I just feel like I have to be on top of it and ready to go at the drop of a hat to save us both. You know what I mean? And the dogs and now the rabbit and, you know, and the chickens. So like I have multiple emergency kits. I could feed the neighborhood with MREs if I needed to. I am just like over it. But recently our friend Corrine mentioned that a fireproof document box, and I could not believe that I don't have one. I do now. I didn't have one. I got one right away.
Good. Well, Sarah, particularly living in Ojai, where there really is a risk of wildfire, you want to have your documents safe.
Exactly. Yes. And just nature. We just don't know what nature is going to do these days. There's wildfire, there's floods. You just got to be prepared to save those documents like your passport, birth certificates, death certificates, all that good stuff. And the New York Times recommends Honeywell's 1114 lightweight fire and waterproof chest. So we'll put a link to that one in our show notes. So for those of you who, like me, have not gotten this very important item yet, let this be your little nudge.
All right, I'm going to get it today, Sarah.
Okay, good for you. Good for me. We're doing it.
We're doing it.
And that's it for this episode of Happier in Hollywood. For questions or comments, email us or send us a voice memo to happierinhollywood@gmail.com. Remember to submit those questions for our upcoming Listener Questions episode. Thanks for listening, and please follow us if you haven't already.
Thanks to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Sankola Sound. You can follow them on Instagram at Sankola Sound.
Thanks to everyone at Cadence 13. And as always, thank you to Gretchen Rubin. Happier in Hollywood is part of the Onward Project.
Listen to the other Onward Project podcasts, Happier with Gretchen Rubin, Side Hustle School, Do the Thing with Whole 30s Melissa Urban, and Everything Happens with Kate Bowler.
Get in touch. I'm on Instagram at sfain and Liz is at Liz Craft. We also have a Facebook group. Search for Happier in Hollywood on Facebook to join in on the conversation.
Until next week, I'm Liz Craft.
And I'm Sarah Fain. Thanks for joining us. It's a fun job.
And we enjoy it.
Now the only thing I have to do, Liz, is find all the important documents. They're in a box, but I don't know which box. Step one, find yes. important documents.
I recently sent away for my birth certificate, so I hear you.
Nice.
From the Onward Project.